Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is the 11th day of February 2008. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours. I would like to hear from you today about what you think the direction of the Ron Paul presidential campaign should be, and also get your response to what's happening with the development that appears that we're going to have John McCain versus either Hillary or Barack Obama. I also want to go back over some of Ron Paul's quotes that he himself has put out and break down some of those. I mean, some people, I guess they read what Ron Paul has said and they have trouble understanding exactly what he's saying. The congressman has stated that he's got, what, 50-something delegates? I've got the exact number here in my stack. McCain's got over 800. He needs 1,100 and something to lock up the nomination. So what does that look like to you? I'm just asking you. What does that look like to you? A lot of people are saying that there's going to be a broker convention, but Ron Paul in a speech yesterday said that there was almost zero chance of that. And in something that he posted, a letter he wrote on his website, his presidential website, Friday, he said the same thing. So the only door that was open for him to have actually a chance to win would be a third-party run. But if he does that, then the Republicans will throw him out of the party with his congressional seat, and that is now contested, and he's in danger of losing that here in the state of Texas. So what would you like Ron Paul to do? Throw caution to the wind? That's probably what I would do, but I haven't served 10 terms in Congress. Maybe Ron Paul knows more than I do. Throw caution to the wind and run for president via a third-party ticket. What do you think about that? 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Then I have headlines like this I want to get into today. Police set to search for guns at homes without warrants. It's the new America. You see, when they tell you they're just getting rid of the Bill of Rights for Al-Qaeda, you better go read the definition of terrorist. It's any misdemeanor. There is no Bill of Rights, no Constitution, according to the crooks running our government. Study: artificial sweeteners increase weight gain odds. Return to the blackout, crime fear as councils switch off streetlights to save the planet. We'll break down exactly what they're doing there. U.S. charges six suspects over 9/11, is calling for the death penalty. 6 years later, people in custody for 6 years being tortured half to death. After 6 years of brainwashing and torture, they're going to come out and give us a big line of bull now. And all the debunkers of 9/11 truth will point their finger at us and say, Habib Ahmed Rahman Jahani says that he did it. Remember the last guy that confessed? He confessed to bombing buildings that didn't exist when he was arrested. He confessed to murders that happened while he was already in custody. They don't care. They'll feed the public that because they don't care, folks. The general public just hears that somebody confessed. They can't even pronounce their name, and that's the end of it. But don't think, you slack-jawed know-it-alls, you get away with that. Don't think you get away with that for a minute. You think you can just go through life being ignorant as a stone, dumb as a rock, and you're going to have some great life? Oh, no. You're going to get roasted. Roasted financially, everything else. So go ahead, you beady-eyed people out there that think this is all funny. Go ahead and laugh your way to hell. We'll be right back.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones lived forever. Grave digger, when you dig my grave, would you make it shallow so I can feel the rain? Grave digger. Mural Stonewall, 1903 to 1954. She lost both of her babies in the Second Great War. Now you should never have to watch your only children lowered in the ground. I mean, you should never have to bury your own babies. Grave digger, when you dig my grave, could you make it shallow so that I can feel bring around the roses, pocket full of roses, ashes, ashes. We all fall down.
grave digger, when you dig my grave, can you make it shallow so that I can feel the rain?
Yeah, that's Willie Nelson with his new single. Well, it's not a single. It's single in that it's a
Little Mikey Carson, 67,
music video, but it's one of the covers for his new mega album with over 100 tracks on it. Okay. Look, here's the bottom line, and I say this a lot, and it's because it's constantly on my mind. I literally have 200 plus news articles, every one of which is earth-shakingly bad. Every one of them is just amazing police state. And I haven't mentioned in the last week 10% of them. And I haven't given proper time to every facet of just how bad this is and just how incredible this is. I mean, they are openly dismantling the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, in front of us and going to hard tyranny right in front of our eyes. And every indicator is the New World Order is going to go for broke. When I think about the fact that all over the nation, police are going to people's doors. They're in the middle of the day and knocking on the door and saying, "Mind if we come in and do a home safety inspection of your firearms?" Now, that's what they actually say. The news tells you they go to high crime areas and knock on doors and ask if they can come search for illegal guns randomly. That's bad enough and a total violation of the Fourth Amendment. And they admit it is. They say, "Oh, well, we asked for entry." When I first learned to knock and talk 6 years ago, the first place I saw it was in Tucson, Arizona. And we read the excerpts out of the paper. We had guests on. It was middle upper class areas. Middle to upper middle class neighborhoods. And they go knock on the door and they intimidate the woman or the maid or the nanny. It doesn't matter who answers. They target women. And they say, "Let us come in and look for illegal guns. Let us do a safety inspection." And now I got the Dallas Morning News 3 years ago reporting it. And I've seen hundreds of these things. I see them every few weeks for the last 6 years. And I frankly am sick of it. You're dirtbag criminals when you go to people's doors and say, "Mind if I come in and search for guns?" Now, for 15 years, they've been having gun buybacks with the news camera showing people lined up from Austin, Texas to Tennessee, New York. They do it everywhere with the news images of people lined up handing their guns in for money. They got billboards up all over the U.S. right now. There's two of them within a mile from where I sit, saying report illegal guns with a revolver aimed at you, and then when an idiot carpet cleaner or repairman is at your house and he sees a revolver in a case on the wall, he calls the cops on you. And let me tell you something, the cops come. I got police training videos. I've got the police training manuals where it says if somebody's wearing blue jeans and got a cell phone, go ahead and call anti-terror forces on them. If somebody's got a road almanac in their car, go ahead and call the police on them. I mean, they're turning this into a total paranoid, schizophrenic society with all these bootlickers, tattletales running around just tattling on everybody. And if you're worried about a real threat, the borders are wide open. And frankly, I want to talk about Ron Paul. Frankly, I want to talk about the economy. I want to talk about what's happening militarily. And now a sixth cable cut. As they poke the eyes out of the Arabs and the Central Asians. Which is always a prelude to massive bombardment. I mean, you talk about 9/11 being an inside job. They masked two aircraft carrier groups, over 40,000 U.S. troops, over 18,000 British troops, and Bush signed the launch order to attack them the day before 9/11. How obvious do these people have to get? And now they're massing right now in the Middle East and Central Asia to start World War III. which makes me think they may blow something up or claim terrorists hit us. Any minute. You know why I'm mad? You know why I'm in such a nasty mood? And I am. I was in such a nasty mood yesterday that I almost didn't do my Sunday show. It was like pulling teeth, and I normally enjoy doing my radio broadcast, but things are so serious, they are so bad, that I, again, don't have words to describe it. We got cops all over the country running around taking people's DNA at checkpoints. It isn't just in Florida. I mean, what am I going to do when some moron, and you are, you're a moron, pulls me over and wants some of my DNA? I mean, this isn't just show your papers, it's give us your fluids. I can't take it anymore. This isn't America, you idiots. And I've been making this point a lot, but I'm going to try to make it real clear to you today. To police especially, because tyranny will come to your door in a uniform. That's the way it works in history. Whether you like it or not, and whether you ever figure it out or not, whether it ever connects in your brain, that light bulb goes off above your head, you need to know this. You're in the same boat as us, buddy, Jack. You're working for a scientifically developed, over 100 years, dictatorship. The private bankers that took over our Federal Reserve and had Europe under their control by 1815, way before our Federal Reserve, and who now dominate but a handful of nations. They dominate every country in the world but a handful. And I'm not saying those nations are good. People, humans are evil. Governments are wicked. And so they can always point their finger at these other evil governments and say, look, we're good. No, they're all bad. Ahmed Dinajji was calling for world government 2 weeks ago. They all want the same thing. But I want to tell the police and military and everybody else something. You're under attack every day. You think I just get up here and I tell you they're putting poison in your water for fun? You think that's fun? You think it's fun getting up here? I may not even be able to do a show. I'm just so mad. I just can't help it. I am so angry. You know why I'm angry? Because I want to enjoy my life, and I can't enjoy my life. I can't enjoy camping or fishing or doing anything now because I know hanging over me is a bunch of murdering terrorists that run the government and run the corporations and run our society. And the private banks took over, and they were smart. They went and hired the best sociologists, the best psychologists, the best psychiatrists, the best PR propagandists. And they dumbed the population down, and they have set up a scientific dictatorship, and they're turning the grid on right now. And they're going to do everything we've warned you about, everything that the old-timers warned you about, because they worked in the government, and they came out and warned you 50 years ago. That time is now. All of it's coming together right now. And I just think about cops all over the country being told to go to people's doors and try to push their way into the house randomly to search for guns. This country is just so gone, so far gone, and this isn't even the start. We haven't even begun to slide down into the cesspit. And I don't want to be part of this. I don't like what's happening to my country that my family lives in. I don't like that the whole world is in the grasp of this beast system. And even if you don't believe in God, I just want to tell you, the old cliche rings true. There are no atheists in foxholes. Even if you don't believe in good and evil, it's real. And it's here. And they're pulling out all the stops. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to settle down. And I'm going to come back and I'm going to take your phone calls. I'm going to take your phone calls for a while, and then I'm just going to go through the news. And boy, is there a lot of it. I'm just tired of evil winning. I'm tired of corruption growing. I'm tired of threats to my liberty and my future and my children's future. All right, we'll be right back. We're going to break down the enemy's operations today. Stay with me.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphanesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations basic philosophy is both anti-American and pro-dictatorship? Did you know that the United Nations was founded by communist and Marxist members of the Council on Foreign Relations, whose goal is a socialistic one-world government? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Now, operators are standing by to receive your call.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
I know why a lot of people tune into this radio show. They hear the things we're talking about, and they just decide to say it isn't true and I'm a liar. Believe me, I know why you do that. Because deep down inside, you know I'm telling you the truth. Deep down inside, you know we're all under great threat. And the propagandists know that you instinctively know you're under threat. So they take that well-founded, instinctive fear that you have in the pit of your stomach and they say, oh, you're scared because of Al-Qaeda. But everybody deep down knows that's not the real threat. That's a manufactured threat. I'm going to try to lay it out today, what we face, what the odds are, where things are going in the future. We got Judge Andrew Napolitano coming on who talks about how we're going into a police state. His new book, he'll be popping in with us. But right now, as promised, let's go to your calls. But just understand this. I'm going to move through your calls quickly. John in the UK, welcome.
Hi, Alex. God bless you, Alex, from the UK, and thanks for giving us a chance to speak to you now. I'm ringing up about the Ron Paul revolution and a little bit of agony over all of this, you know, just what's going on and what's happened recently in the last couple of days. And I'm ringing up because, you know, I need to flesh out a little bit, you know, a little bit of context here is that we absolutely believe, we know to be true and proven to be true, all the things that you're saying. We're totally on your side. We're totally on the Truth Movement side. We are Truth Movement people. And we're getting ready, you know, to take on this fight and to sort the New World Order. And we're trying to organize our strategy. Then we see, you know, Alex Jones, who we love what he says because he tells the truth. You know, he's one of the few people doing that. We hear it. We love it. And then he tells us that Ron Paul is the man. And then Ron Paul speaks Jefferson. We love Jefferson. You know, we lay down our lives for the truth. We care about the orphan and the widow. And then all of a sudden they go on and there's a Dear John letter on there. You know, well, what a year. Thanks a lot, guys. What can you do? I've got to go back to Texas and sort this out.
And then you know how to read. You know what that means. Anybody who has an intellect would understand it. Then a bunch of other Ron Paul supporters read it and say, oh, no, this means the campaign goes forward in presidential run. And then they all get confused by it. Look, just break down the factors, okay? He is going with the safe route to try to save his congressional seat, while at the same time he knows that there is a slight chance that McCain could self-destruct, a big scandal could come out. McCain has a lot of skeletons, so he's staying in because it's not 100% that he's going to lose. But with McCain with 719 delegates, he only needs 1,191. And we've got Ron Paul with just a fraction of those, and he doesn't even have 50. And so, I mean, look at the numbers. Look at the math. They cheated. The media didn't give him attention. We know there was election fraud. And so Ron Paul really couldn't be criticized if he dropped out of the Republican Party and ran as an independent. But he knows that that is a slight chance, and so he's doing the safe thing. But he doesn't. He wants to try to save face for all of us, and so he says, but I'm still going to, in a limited capacity, stay in the presidential run. I mean, it is the shrewd, safe path to take. I personally would probably stay in, run as a third party, counting on the massive grassroots and fundraising. As long as people knew that he was still giving fight, you would see the numbers, the money keep pouring in, and then he would be there to inject real issues into the debate. He'd be there in the national debates. I mean, that's basically it. If I really broke all this down, it would take a full hour. I mean, do you want me to? Do you want me to
no,
not?
No, what I want to do is get a chance to speak, Alex, and respect what you said.
Go ahead, you got the floor. Go ahead.
Reply to it is that from where we're standing, where we're watching, and where we're active, you know, in our own way in the Truth Movement, and finding every which way that we can go forward, you know, against the Rand Corporation, against the billions of pounds that think tank against us, and all that is, all that you know about. I see that when we was promised that Ron Paul would run, the whole world got behind him, let alone, you know, because of Jefferson, because of Ron Paul, because of them truths. And that's the only reason why we're all totally behind him, and we feel that that was endorsed by Alex Jones.
Stay there. I'll let you finish up when we get back on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have 2 regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have 2 regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Look. I'm upset about the New World Order. I'm angry about how fast they're moving and how openly wicked they are. And that all our suspicions about them, all the documents, all the blueprints, all the plans they laid out, is exactly what they're following, and they mean to do it all. The world government, the mass exterminations, they bought off our preachers, they bought off our governments, they bought off most of the media, and they're moving fast, and they are extremely dark. Now, before I go back to you, John, I got to move quicker here through the calls, but I'm trying to not cut you short here, is that I'm kind of hearing an indictment of Alex Jones said get behind Ron Paul, and I did get behind Ron Paul, and then I'm going to hear what you're upset about. But listen, we have to keep our chin up. We have to stay focused. I have to, even though I'm trying to be positive about this, I'm upset too, okay? But that's only about 10% of why I'm upset. I'm upset about everything else. They're pulling the stops out. There's going to be a lot of defeats. There's going to be a lot of bad things that happen. That's why I've never wanted to be a leader. I've never wanted to be your leader because they could set me up. They can lie about me. They can twist things I've done. They can destroy my name. They could take me and put me in jail for 6 years and then put me out on trial and I'd confess to torture, you name it. I would confess because of torture. I would confess to just anything they told me to. And that's why this has to be a leaderless resistance with all of us being leaders, basically. Now, look, I think personally that Ron Paul should run third party. I think he's got the political muscle. I know he has the grassroots and the money. Now, I've said that, but that's from my limited perspective. And, you know, maybe 55% of me wants him to run third party. I can certainly see why he isn't doing that. I certainly understand that. Listen, let me just read to you the facts, okay? AP, Paul vows to remain a Republican in race. Presidential hopeful Ron Paul said he will not run as a third-party candidate. That's the bad news. He shut the door on that. And a new message to supporters that seems to recognize his slim chances of getting a Republican nomination. The Texas congressman wrote on his website Friday that he is making cuts to his national campaign staff and that he must also stay focused on not losing the primary for his House seat. Paul began Saturday with just 14 delegates from the Republican nomination that John McCain, with 719, has all but officially secured. Mitt Romney dropped out of the race Thursday, and former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee has 198 delegates. A total of 1,191 delegates are needed to secure the Republican nomination. Couple more primaries, and McCain is going to have it locked in. Okay? Now, I'm going to just say this for those that don't understand. Actually, Paul Watson and I wrote a story on this. And I read this in its entirety on the show Sunday. It's here in my stack. I just can't keep track of all this stuff. And I could go over the four different options that Ron Paul had. Now, you pick one. You pick an option. Third party, yes. But as soon as he did that, they'll kick him out of the Republican Party and he will almost assuredly lose his House seat. Now, that's throwing caution to the wind, and I'd probably do that. I'm reckless. But I cannot get mad at Ron Paul. We asked him to run. He didn't want to run. I talked to him privately. You know, it's like Willie Nelson gets on this show and says he's a big fan, been listening for years, loves my films. I didn't come on air and tell you about that beforehand, before he was on air. Because I don't like to sit here and toot horns. Well, it's the same thing with Ron Paul. Then he comes on the air and he says, yeah, about half my support's from your show, and you personally pushed me to run. And he said, now that's on record. And so, you know, yeah, am I guilty here? I pushed Ron Paul to run. A lot of other prominent people did. We said we were going to support him. Now that he's licking his wounds, at least he's saying he's going to stay in and sees what happened, because there's this limited chance that McCain will blow up or some scandal will come out or something's going to happen. Did he close the two big windows he had? Well, one big window was third party, very tiny window, impossible window. Of broker convention. I mean, I was telling you last week, listeners, everybody was running around about broker convention, and I just said, you can't do that. You can't do that when you've got 14 delegates and McCain's got 700 and something. No doubt he'll lock it up very soon. What, Ron Paul, we're just going to magically have Ron Paul delegates go claim that we're going for Ron Paul? The media will have a field day with that. It's just not reality-based. But people love instant fixes. They love things that seem like they're magic bullets. Okay, I said I'd take your calls. But we have to be positive now and try to get the Ron Paul revolution, as it's called, to be the freedom revolution. And we need goals immediately for these meetup groups to expose Hillary and McCain as being in business together, to expose Fox News, Rush Limbaugh, Ann Coulter for being behind Hillary. The fact that we should just boycott this whole election, it's a fraud, drive Congress's approval rating down to 5% instead of 11%. You're going to call me and say, wait, AP says it's 20. AP did a national poll and it showed 20%, and they call that an all-time low. Gallup did one 6 months ago and it showed 11%. Whatever it is, 11, 20, whatever, it's very low, the lowest in history. We need to continue to fight to secure our borders, continue to fight to secure the Second Amendment. We need these meetup groups in California and Texas and New York and Missouri and Florida and every other state. Tens of thousands of people per state. In the Ron Paul meetup groups and the rest of it, to not all just whine and scream and bellyache, we got to move forward against the New World Order. Listen, we have had successes that we wouldn't have dreamed of 14 months ago before this campaign started, 13 and a half months ago. People are talking about the private Federal Reserve. They're talking about the North American Union. They're talking about the New World Order. They're talking about currency taxes. They're talking about how the two parties aren't different. And Ron Paul and you, using him as a focal point, have done that. And we've got to support Ron Paul in retaining his congressional seat. Now, I don't particularly like the decision he's taken, but I fully understand it. And then for face-saving, he put this spin on it that, don't worry, I'll keep putting our ideas out and I'll stay until the convention. So you don't totally flip out over your money being there and what it's going to be used for. He's going to use it to get the message out. And so he's doing that. He's out of the race, ladies and gentlemen, unless he runs third party. That's why at this time he said, look, there's not a prayer, a snowball's chance in Hades of a broker convention. That's reality. And he said, I'm not going to go third party because I'll lose my congressional seat. It's over. But it doesn't have to be over. I mean, what did you expect? We were just magically going to go fight them and win? I said we had a chance, but I said we're going to win by exposing election fraud. We're going to win by getting the word out. And using Ron Paul as a vehicle. It'd be a lot worse if we just laid down and let Hillary and McCain cinch it up and didn't expose that the system's a fraud. Okay, I've had my say on the Ron Paul thing. I want to go to your calls. Finish up, John.
Right. Well, listen, the thing that matters the most is just simply the truth. Please don't anybody spin anything about Ron Paul. Don't you spin anything. Don't Ron Paul spin anything. We love you all. We love the truth movement. Let's pick it up. And I say, let's do it the Jefferson way. Let's just, you know, what's going to win here is not politics, but the spirit of humanity, the spirit of love, the spirit of humanity, the true grit, Johnny Cash style, Dylan lyrics, Jefferson style. You know what it is. I know what it is. That's what it's about. And that's the foundation. And the problem that I'm concerned about is once you lose sight of that foundation, that's the real truth movement. That's the real truth movement worldwide. Those who roll over, those who will never say die, those who will never give up, those who will always eternally fight for freedom and liberty, that's a done deal with those who have the heart for that. I've got that. People around me have got that. We want Ron Paul to have that. We believe that you've got that. We want to move on that. That's the strength. The politics and the numbers is one thing. But it's about people staying in the race and being seen to stay in the race. It doesn't matter about winning.
Okay, but see, John, I agree with you, but it sounded like earlier you were upset, and then you say, please don't spin. We've spun nothing. I'm spinning nothing.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to say. Is what I'm trying to say is that, you know, it's like Ron Paul was put over to us as, and we agreed, this is how we saw him. We see Ron Paul as talking Jefferson. And every now and then there's a glitch and we hear, you know, we are a little bit of Gandhi and a little bit of appeasement and a little bit of something else. And then we think, no, we're all right because Alex has got true grit. And that's how we perceive it. I'm just feeding back what's really going on in our psyche, Alex.
I hear you. I got to move. I'm going to get to other people. All right. And, John in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Happy birthday, man.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
Oh, you got anything good planned for after the show?
No, I don't. I'm going to be working just nonstop.
You should take a break and go to a nice restaurant. You deserve it.
Well, I do go out to eat some, but one of my few pleasures. But go ahead.
All right, well, have a good birthday and try to enjoy yourself. Try not to get too stressed out.
Well, we better, sir. We have a criminal scientific elite poisoning us in the water supply. That's proven bare minimum. We're totally in just red-level crisis every minute of the day. And you can't reach out and listen, do you have anything? Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Okay, I appreciate you saying I should enjoy myself, but I don't want to make this about me, okay? Thank you, John. Thank you for the birthday thing. Who's up next here? Andrew in New York. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Here in central New York, you'd have never known that Congressman Ron Paul was running. Every time they print a picture or show it on the local television news and anywhere in central New York, Congressman Ron Paul would be suspiciously absent.
Yeah, the local papers here did that. Every major paper in the country, every major TV show, 95% of the time wouldn't show him as a candidate. Even when he won first place, they wouldn't report on, or if he won second place, they would just lie and say McCain did. I mean, exactly. Look, it's not Ron Paul that did this to us. It's the system. You know, he went in there with against a rigged game, and he gave it his best shot.
He did. My thoughts exactly. There was one quick other thing. Did you happen to notice where they got Spider-Man selling the UN to the kids in the schools now in a comic book they're going to put out?
Yes, it's Marvel Comics. It never ends.
How could Stan Lee ever get behind some crackpot group like that? I'll never understand. Isn't there anybody out there? You ever know like how it's like the 7 degrees of separation? Isn't there somebody out there? There's got to be somebody that knows him. At least tell him, hey, you know, there's some people that have some serious concerns about putting all sorts of weird things into vaccines to make people sterile and kill them off, for instance, or inciting wars by their simple absence or presence and things of that nature. The poor guy, I've heard him talk before. He does seem rather rational and sensible. I just don't understand how people like that could get sucked in. But I guess, you know, maybe it's the money. Maybe it's all just the money. I don't know. But I can certainly say this. In my 20-plus years as an independent investigative reporter, really quickly on another subject, I videotaped time and again getting myself pulled over. No way in God's green earth in New York State are you going to get Andrew Cuomo to ever investigate these problems, these issues. In central New York, it's a common problem.
We have parasites running our government and our society. I appreciate your call. You notice when the UN announced that Marvel Comics is going to give free comic books to all children, and it said educating them about global government. But then if you tell the parents that there's a UN program to brainwash our children, they'll say it doesn't exist. There's no such thing. I mean, how do you get the general public to admit that there is conditioning and programming and influencing going on? I mean, I've got Time Magazine for kids, multiple issues telling the kids that they're all going to get microchips soon and how great it's going to be. I mean, I've got newscast and police training videos for kids from all over the country. One of them is in Road to Tyranny from 2002, where they give them $200 credit cards to turn their parents in, and they admit it. I mean, the government recruiting your children to go spy on you? The government is criminal. It's completely out of control. In Denver, the police pull you over and demand blood at random checkpoints to see if you're on drugs or alcohol. Can you imagine the cops pull you over and try to stick a needle in your arm? I mean, it's over. That's as bad as it gets. Cameras reading all the license plates everywhere you go. Your cell phone's tracking you. Now they come to your door and knock and say, we want to search your house randomly for guns. I mean, you know, illegal guns, because guns are illegal in Boston. But in Dallas, they're not illegal, but they just want to come in and inspect. It's over, folks. They built FEMA camps. They brainwashed the cops. The cops are drinking poison that's put in the water for them. They're laughing right now in their squad cars. They love it. They love drinking poison. They love working for criminals. They love UN brainwashing. They think they're on the winning side, and they're not on the winning side. So just go ahead and laugh and go drink a bunch of tap water. Just shoot your kids up full of the mercury-filled shots. Let them have convulsions and just laugh at them and stick them in the corner in their diapers when they're 10 years old. Fine. You think it's all real funny. I've done the research. I happen to know all this is real. I happen to know the New World Order is real. I happen to know that they've already killed hundreds of millions of people. I happen to know they're getting ready to do it here. And then all the black, Hispanic, white infighting, none of it even matters. All this Republican, Democrat, all these stupid neocons in the message boards that make jokes about everything, and all this stuff's funny, and, you know, torture's good, ha ha ha, and there's no police state, and all this other bull. And all the dumb liberals supporting Hillary Clinton, it makes me sick. It makes me just want to throw up. It's so obvious, all the things that are going on. And I just want to try to turn this around. I'm only going to have Napolitano on for 30 minutes. I'm going to continue with your phone calls. Your phone calls are after this break. I mean, we need to stop whining about Ron Paul and move forward. You understand? I know it was all fun and giggly and smiley face. It's not.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to RonPaulStickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to RonPaulStickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
You know, a caller earlier brought up Marvel Comics, admittedly in a propaganda campaign for the UN to condition children to accept world government. I mean, that's in a UN press release. You can't get the adults to even admit that there are propaganda campaigns. Nobody's propagandizing them. Nobody's got control of their mind. Oh, yeah, parents, why don't you just walk in a toy store now? It's been like this for at least 15 years, and you can't find toys that say USA on them, their military toys, G.I. Joe or any of the other companies. Hundreds of different companies, all of it says UN Peacekeeper, World Peacekeeper, and the guys have evil looks on their faces, and the kids put little toy black ski masks on them. Oh, there's no management. There's no propaganda pointed at our kids. All the major companies just magically don't have USA on the military toys anymore that are sold here. You got that basic propaganda, and there's literally millions of different types of propaganda. Every cartoon that I've seen trains the kids thumb scan to buy and sell, to have checkpoints. Every show I see is about FEMA camps and people being put in camps. I mean, they're just, it's just, don't you understand who's running things? They're the people that put Lenin and Hitler in and Mao in. No, you don't understand. You're just going to have to live through it, aren't you? You're going to have to experience it. They're going for broke. They are in control. They manage and run the society. And so many of you, because you can't balance your checkbook, I'm the same way, you think, well, there's nobody managing things. How do you think they put up those power poles? How do you think they lay out the grids of cities? Who do you think has social planning? Who do you think runs all this? Who do you think lays all these undersea cables? Who do you think puts the satellites in space or can shoot a cruise missile through a window? The same big brains, the same people that run the planet. The same ones. Why do you think all you women can't have kids and all you men are sterile now? You think all that happened by accident? I happen to have the official U.S. government documents! They're medicating all of us. They're poisoning the daylights out of us. Coming on here and acting normal almost helps them. Just even doing this show just almost makes it like it's like we're just talking about it. This is so bad we almost can't even talk about it. It's so bad. Action is what's needed. And I'm in one of the nastiest moods I've been in years. Who's up next here, for heaven's sakes? Michael in Illinois, you're on the air.
Alex Jones, I'd like to say, brother, we commend you here in Illinois. It is also my birthday today, and for my birthday, I'm going down to Obama's headquarters at 5 o'clock. We are going for 9/11 truth. We are going to be outside bullhorning. People need to stand up. People need to scream. This is a time of, we are in red alert. We are in crisis. People need to get pissed off and angry and start yelling at the top of their lungs, Alex. It's a scary world, and we need to fight.
See, I'm so mad that I'm not even yelling. I'm just totally enraged.
Oh, I went to a meeting last night, a Ron Paul meeting, and it was off a meetup. It was here in Illinois. I don't want to name the name of them. But we went in there, and they're talking about how to redirect their energy into local government. Local government, we cannot infiltrate local Republican government. It's a moot point at this point. By the time we are able to move up within government and infiltrate it with our own people, we're a lost cause by then. We need to get up. We need to get outside. And we need to start screaming at the top of our lungs. Aaron Russo's RestoreTheRepublic.com is still working on it. Become a member there.
Your phone's breaking up. I appreciate your call. Listen, I disagree with you. We need to get into local government, and we need to go out and confront politicians everywhere and break that illusion that everybody's buying into this. We need to get in the streets, and we need to get into government. We need to do everything. Attack at every level in the info war. Speaking of the InfoWars, check out the redesign InfoWars.com. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.